When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Mallory, I've learned what a pre-roll is. What the heck is a Patreon?
Well, a Patreon is a way for audiences to support artists and makers whose content that they love with a monthly contribution to an account on patreon.com. And for more information, you can go to sohere.com/Patreon, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and you'll be redirected to our Patreon page where we outline possible contributions you could make and rewards, and that's another way that you can support SewHere.com. Now on to the podcast.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're talking about garment sewing expectations. Garment expectations.
Okay, would you say we're talking about garment sewing? That's what we're supposed to talk about on podcast. That doesn't always happen that way.
And then, you know, we talk about all these other things.
Right.
So here, hold on. My little outline for this is...
Oh, you have an outline.
It's three things.
Ready. Oh, I have that, yeah.
Okay, ready to wear versus self-sewn versus self-drafted.
There you go.
I'm writing it down.
I have it written down.
I have it in the Trello, but my phone is almost dead, so I just wrote it on a piece of paper. Oh, and if you don't know what Trello is, check that out. We did have a discussion about that in the group. Okay, let's just jump right in here with a story about how our super fast internet is influencing my life.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay. And don't anybody make fun of our super fast internet and act like it's not super fast. It's super fast to
us. It's super fast to us. Okay. So we got we're supposed to have 40 megs download speed. Okay.
Yeah.
So the speed test gives us 30.
And before this, we had two cups and a string.
Yes. So 30 meg download speed and a 5 megabyte upload speed, guys.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Okay. So anyway, so Derek and I are we can watch Netflix now. We can, because we've had cellular internet with a cap and satellite internet
and
with
a cap.
And
I haven't had any.
I had to listen to mom bitch about her internet.
Oh my God. Yes.
For a long
time.
Well,
if it rains, we don't have it.
Yes.
You know, if there's a cloud in the sky, we didn't have internet.
This is revolutionary, everybody. So, Derek and I do have an Amazon Prime account, and Curb Your Enthusiasm is on there. You can watch it. It's included with
the. Is that current or are those old?
We started watching the old ones. It's coming back now. The very first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I didn't know, I'd never watched it before, but I wanted to watch it. I said, let's watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know. The very first episode, one of the funny, awkward things that happens is Larry David is sitting down, and he's wearing a pair of corduroy pants, and they have this big fold at the crotch when he's sitting down.
Uh-huh.
And he's afraid that it would give the appearance that he has, an erection.
Oh,
okay?
I see.
And he's like, look at this. And then, you know, and his wife's like, yeah, Larry, I mean, it's just a fold in your pants, whatever, you know. And he's like, this is unseemly. My other pants don't do this. And later on, you know, misunderstandings and shenanigans ensue where someone thinks that that's what's going on. And he's like, no. And she's like, it's okay, you know, whatever. And he's like, no, it's just these pants. And I think, okay, it's like when people get in the group and they're like, what about this little fold? What about that little fold? And I thought, this is something.
They don't make ready-to-wear for me.
Yes, yes. And I was like, well, even Larry David has trouble finding pants that fit on his body in a way that he likes, because he was apparently uncomfortable with
this.
See,
we could be a TV show.
We could help him, maybe. I don't really care
about
reality TV. Larry's pants.
I'm sure we could be reality
TV. I care about my pants, right? Okay. So we oftentimes talk about the expectations between ready-to-wear clothing and clothing that we make for ourselves, right?
Uh-huh.
So you want to talk a little bit about sizing expectation, Mom, between ready-to-wear and clothing that you sew for yourself?
You mean that they don't match?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That, like, a 4 in the store might be what?
When's the last time I... rhyme? Wait, a four in the store is a 12 on your... Is an 8.
You know, is a 14 to be mean.
No, I don't know. Something. A 4 in the store
fit no more.
Or is like an 8 on your cutting table. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? There's something there. I'll think about that while you're talking about that.
Yeah. But
talk about sizing differences a little bit there and numbers.
Well, the last time I looked at a pattern, because I'm a self-drafter, right?
Yes.
I tend to wear... say a 2-4-6 in a store. My bottom is
smaller than
my
your
bottom
top.
Size is smaller than my top. So, you know, on the bottom I'll wear a 2 to 4, and on the top I'll wear a 4 to 6. So,
yeah.
Okay. And in a pattern, if like I read what the pattern says and go by your bust size or whatever, I'm like a 14 or a 16 in a pattern.
And what a big difference all of those numbers
are, and
right?
The funny thing about that is the only measurement that fits me, because it might fit around my bust, but it's too big for my shoulders and too big for my neck. And, you know, that's the other thing about a pattern.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you have to know by your body type, really, which measurements you should match to a pattern to do the least amount of alterations.
And having a little bit of knowledge about how things are sized can be helpful there, because you could say about yourself, my bust is my outlier measurement.
Right.
I could cut out the straight.
I could cut out like the 8.
Except it wouldn't fit your
bust.
But
put different bust on it.
Yeah, put a different bust in it.
Right.
There you'd get your full bust adjustment, which can sometimes be necessary, sometimes not. Okay. But I think sometimes people get really caught up in those numbers.
Yeah.
Also, though, I see people put on their finished garment that they have sized correctly. Let's pretend like...
You're going to say it's sized correctly.
Yeah,
okay. It's fitted correctly.
It's fitted correctly. Sized and fitted correctly. Okay. They're putting on their jeans, their ginger jeans.
Uh-huh.
And there's like one line across the back of the thigh.
Right, or under their butt cheek or something like
that. Like, yeah. What did I do wrong?
Right.
Just, you know, what's wrong with my pants? Or even, on a shirt, they're like, there's this wrinkle under the armpit. Like, your clothes aren't going to look like painted.
They don't look like they're painted or stretched on your body. No.
There's
sometimes there's a... And you'll say, well, it doesn't look like that on the pattern, or I've seen somebody in a magazine. Believe me, they probably have clamps and clips and pins in the back of that garment holding it on like that.
Well, and when you are photographing for a pattern like envelope or promotional or something, you kind of want to take away distractions.
Right, right.
You want to show the silhouette of the garment.
That's right.
For sure. Like, we were doing the made-to-measure leggings photography.
Right.
And, like, the lighting was important because some of the shadows we were getting were, like,
and
distracting.
What I noticed when we were doing that, too, is, you know, I put on my leggings and they fit me perfectly. And then I got out and I'm doing this on the paddleboard and that on the paddleboard and everything. And then you go... pull your leggings down.
Yeah,
I had been up and down and up and down and moving, and they did move a little bit.
Well, I was wearing...
Now, they didn't really look funny. It's just that we didn't want that in the photograph.
Yes. It wasn't representing, like, the garment. Well, I was wearing my leggings, and you were taking my picture.
And I said, take your underpants
off.
Yeah,
you were like, oh, there's this, like, little line from your underwear, like, on the waist. And, like, if I had just been sitting there talking to somebody...
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I started photographing
it. I'm going to photograph you, you know. And so, actually, you know, if you want to know the truth, Mom and I both took our underwear off outside on our property to get these good pictures of the leggings. So you just
in the open air, so to speak.
That's right.
That's why we live in the country. We can't keep our clothes on.
We live in a remote area. Right. Yes, yes. So the little wrinkles, the slight, or sometimes I will see people say my hemming or my top stitching is a little off.
Right.
Or my cover stitch doesn't match up exactly. Whoa.
The thing I notice the most is the over-altering.
Yes.
It's like, oh, look, this is here, so I'll take it in. Oh, this is here, and all of a sudden there's a sausage casing. And that's not comfortable even.
I was listening to my new Australian podcast obsession. Mm-hmm. It's called Straight and Curly. And they were talking
like
about...
fries.
Well, yeah, it's their hair. One has... but that's... I have got to tell them that.
You want straight or curly fries?
Straight or curly fries, no. So when they were talking about clothing, they were talking about beauty hacks. And they were saying, wear clothes that fit you.
Yes.
And then they said that some European blogger made a comment about American people and that Americans like this snappy tightness to their clothing. And if you look at the people on TV, like the news anchors and stuff, their clothing is pulled around them super tight.
There's somebody on a morning show that should not be wearing her clothes as tight as she is. That's my opinion. I think it's like the people that over-alter.
Right.
You know, she does not have a bad shape.
No, I don't. Yeah. There are no bad shapes,
right,
Mom.
That's what I mean. No, but what I'm saying is I start looking at the folds of her clothes.
That's what you can be any size. And if the fabric is pulled so tight around you.
Well, all I can think of is these have to be really expensive clothes, too. And she has the wrong size on.
Right. So you can be any size. And if that clothing is super duper duper tight around you. So
I feel like she's uncomfortable. That's what bothers me.
I think it looks uncomfortable,
I'm not
too.
Thinking she's fat or anything. I'm thinking she looks uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
But when we start to do that, and then people wonder, like, why when they move, then there's a wrinkle in it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why it doesn't go back down.
Right.
Why did I lift this and it doesn't go back down?
I lift up my arms and it stays up over my chest, you know? Like,
it happens to me a lot.
Right. You got to have some, like, ease there. But in ready-to-wear... if they put something on and they lift up their arms and they put it back down and it stays over, I don't think that they...
they're not as critical.
People are hypercritical.
Right.
And then I think that they think that when they stand right there in front of the mirror, they have to look like a model, whatever that means. You know, they have to look like...
well, they have to look like whatever
envelope.
Their image is of perfection.
Yes, yes. A lot of people's images are different. And so I like to kind of... move in my clothing in front of the mirror.
Yeah, I do.
And not just stand there, stick straight like a scarecrow.
Right.
You know, because sometimes people will take a selfie and they'll be like, oh, there's like this little wrinkle here. But how does it look like when you sit down and get up and move around? Because
in and out of the car is the big test.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, getting in and out of the car is the big test.
So sometimes people will be far more critical of their clothing that they make for themselves than clothing that they would find in the store and buy for themselves.
We're getting back to ease here.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I tried to change it to top stitching and you went back to ease.
Yeah, but
it
needs to be. But, well, and the thing where you lift your arms and bring them down and sometimes that has to do with the style of clothing you choose and the shape of your body.
There you go.
If I have on a fitted shirt with a shoulder in it, right? And a set-in sleeve, and I lift my arms, I guarantee you, no matter what garment I have, it's not going to come down.
Right.
Because I'm what we call busty.
Right.
Right? So if I pick like a dolman sleeve or a baseball sleeve or something, I can get past that.
People aren't always used to, sometimes people, I think, choose a style of clothing that they're not used to wearing.
Well, that's true, too.
And they don't know
how it's supposed to look or feel.
Like, what's going to happen,
right,
the result
right.
of that piece of clothing, you know. And that's important. Also, I think undergarments, you just have to get real about what kind of undergarment a certain garment needs.
Right.
If you're going to make yourself some kind of top that has shaping for where the breasts go, you got to have them in the same place every time.
Right,
for it
you
to
should
fit
be
the
wearing
same.
The same undergarment.
Yeah, you have to have them in the same place for it to fit the same. If you have them in a different place next time, the darts don't line up to the boobs,
you know,
right?
one of the big things where the image of what you expect to see in the mirror, I've done a lot of bridal in my lifetime, and people come in, and that's the day they want to look their best.
Right.
And they pick something out of a magazine, and they know that this is their dream dress, and they put it on, and nothing about it makes them happy.
Right.
Because they're not the person...
In the picture.
And they're not used to wearing that style. That's another thing. So they find out it's uncomfortable, and they find it. I mean, it's just amazing. They'll come in and say, this is the dress I want. I don't want to look at anything else. It has to be, you know, and they put it on, and it's such a letdown for them. You know, I almost want to throw away bridal magazines.
Well, it's hard. You know, I think that there are some things that I look at in magazines. I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful. Like, I want one of those. And, you know, one of the things that was real popular were the one-piece bathing suits with the big cutouts. So it almost looked like it was a bikini, but, like, right. It had a little, like...
A string holding it together.
A strap. Uh-huh. Yeah, a strip holding, like, in the center. And, like, okay, then you, like, sit down and stuff, and they just look... odd on me, I guess. I don't know. And I was like, gosh, this is really a place where, like, the magazine picture is not matching up with reality.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
But if you make something yourself, you know, you can change that a little bit. So,
well, and this is about the self-made or self-drafted. So I might like an element that I see in a magazine or, you know, runway pictures, whatever it is. But I know... And I know, well, I've been looking at my body for a really long time. And I have not had major body changes in my lifetime. I've sort of been about the same size, same weight. You know, I've stayed within a small percentage of change all my life. So it's not like I've had big changes to deal with. I've really got to know sort of what my, and I realize I'm short, and I realize my torso is, you know, sort of a normal length compared to my legs that are shorter. So my height is in my torso. I know all these things. So when I look at something, I can go, that wouldn't work on me. But this element in this garment would work on me. And I like that.
Right.
So I can incorporate it because I sew for myself. And I might not be able to find that in ready-to-wear because they've sort of, you know, some designer made it and then they knocked it off and, yeah.
Well, the other thing is, you know, when we talk about these things for us and our long torso, short legs, you know, these are all rules that you're putting on yourself.
Well, but I'm saying, well, right, okay. Right.
And you can do that. You know, that helps you know what makes you happy.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you know, no one has the same body shape as anybody else. You know, because there are certain necklines that I think look great on you and look really stupid on me.
It's really funny sometimes.
We've tried to share shirts, and I think it looks great on you, and the shirt does fit me, but then I think the neckline just makes...
Right.
And then other people are like, no, the neckline's fine on you. And I'm like, well, obviously, I think it looks stupid, you know? So that's what's important. But let's take a little message break here and then come back and talk about self-sewn clothing from a pattern versus self-drafted clothing. Okay, Mom, are you clear on what a Patreon is?
I think so.
Do you know what we're offering for our Patreon contributors?
You said different levels. What's a level have to do with anything?
There are different levels. So...
Oh, not like a level to level like your lumber. Or your wall or whatever.
Nope.
Levels.
Levels at which you can contribute. So this is a way for our people who maybe don't buy sewing supplies from us or who live in a place where it's hard to ship sewing supplies.
Yeah, because I know some of that shipping can get up there.
That's right. And we always think it's great for you to support your local sewing stores.
Absolutely.
As well. And so if you just think that we're a rollicking good time, the Patreon is one way to support our media so we can keep making videos and keep Sam in bonbons and gilded pedicures. Okay.
Gilded pedicures.
So our first level is the $3 a month level. And like you said, some people pay more for coffee.
That's right.
Even though you don't drink coffee, so you don't even know.
No. Yeah.
For $3 a month, you're supporting So Here Media, and you're actually going to get a handwritten love note
from
you.
You're going to,
yeah,
oh,
ha,
oh.
Okay. you'll get a handwritten love note after you pledge the $3 a month, and it'll be on a fun postcard.
That you've designed,
that
or
designed.
I've designed, or somebody designed.
That's
that,
right.
That works here and lives here.
And then the next level is an $8 a month level, and you'll get a postcard.
Two coffees.
Two point six six coffees. you'll get the postcard, but then you'll also get a special So Porter keychain.
Ah,
exclusive
yes.
to our So Porters.
And that's the only way you can get it.
That's
to
right.
pledge this level.
We're not going to, the Patreon rewards are going to be exclusive to the Patreon donors. Okay. And then our highest level, these all have cute names, like the straight stitch and the back stitch. And the highest level is the zigzag. Okay.
Okay.
So that's your favorite sewing
term.
Stitch.
Oh, it's my absolute favorite. It's the only one
and
I ever use.
This is an $18 a month pledge, and you'll get a love note, and you'll get a keychain, and you will also get access to a super secret private Facebook group where you and I go live.
Uh-oh.
Once a month.
And we do rollicking fun things.
Rollicking fun things, yes. We'll have lots of fun. It's going to be a little bit more produced than my live broadcast in the Self Zone Wardrobe. We're going to have a camera person here.
So we'll have like some planned content.
Yes, we'll have some planned content. We'll talk to you all. We'll answer questions. And since we'll have a camera person here, what that means is we can zoom in.
We can respond to your questions in a better way.
And we can zoom in on sewing machines
on
if we're demoing
right.
the technology. And we can do that live too.
Real camera shots, yeah.
Yeah. So we introduced the Patreon a little bit ago, and there are lots of people who contributed. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. And actually, the most popular level has been the zigzag.
All right.
But any amount really helps us to support the hosting fees, the equipment upkeep, pay our staff. And ourselves, and make more fun sewing media for
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. You said you acted like I got paid.
Yeah. If enough people pledge to the Patreon,
I could get paid
we can
too.
Start paying you. Okay. So once again, go to sewhere.com/Patreon. That's PATREON, like you're a patron, but in the future or something.
I see.
And you can see the different levels there, and you will get access to that Facebook group. What happens here is your card is charged at the first of the month, and then you'll get access or you'll receive a notification that your reward has shipped. Okay.
I see.
And you can also choose to contribute any amount of your choice. So if you're like, you know, all I got right now is $1 to throw at these ladies.
You
can do that too.
Okay.
All right. Sewhere.com/Patreon. Thank you to all of our wonderful patrons.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, and we're back. Now, self-drafting. So we have a couple of online classes. We have our Easy Tee class, right? And we have our made-to-measure leggings class. And definitely drafting for yourself, if you've never done it before, is an acquired skill, right?
Well, you certainly would have to develop that skill, yes.
Yes. Like, you might not draft perfectly the first time.
Well, right.
Right. You know.
You got to be real honest when you measure yourself. You got to measure yourself correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there's a few calculations you have to do correctly.
And we talked about how people's bodies, oftentimes, maybe the majority of the time, don't conform to these out-of-the-box, off-the-shelf sizes, right?
Right, including patterns or ready-to-wear.
So, you know, we were talking about, like, your bust is your, you know, quote, outlier measurement.
Right.
Some people's hips might be, like,
right.
their...
Right, right.
A measurement that is
sometimes
very,
it can be someone's shoulders or their back,
or they're just a different, just very different size on top and bottom, you know. So when you self draft a pattern, we've both seen people get really creeped out or freaked out by what their pattern pieces look like.
Yes,
haven't we?
Yes. Because it doesn't look like the pattern they bought at the store,
or it doesn't look like the garment that they see.
Well,
in the store.
Or their concept of themselves.
Yes, either way. So, you know, we had a customer once who was very, very much pear-shaped. And she drafted herself a t-shirt pattern. And she was like, oh my gosh, look at this t-shirt pattern. This doesn't look like any t-shirt I've ever owned, you know, da-da-da-da.
You mean all the t-shirts that didn't fit her.
Right, right. And then she makes it, and it is like the best freaking looking t-shirt.
It was amazing.
And she made, I'm not going to say it was, but she made a bunch of them.
Right.
And she was like, oh my gosh, I just had no idea that this pattern needed to look like this for me.
Right.
You know, and
Well, because the shoulders of the other t-shirts were falling off of her shoulders. She'd never had a t-shirt that didn't fall off her shoulders.
Yeah, it was either the t-shirts falling off her shoulders, or she said she'd buy it and then it wouldn't go down over
It was
the
too tight around her bottom or something. It
wouldn't
go down
over
her hips. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So if, you know, when we talk about like body shapes and stuff like that and like, you know, in the fashion magazines, if they say, hey, you're pear-shaped or you're apple-shaped or you're, what's another one?
Oh, the upside-down triangle and the right-side-up triangle and the
ice cream cone and
hourglass.
Hourglass. What those fashion magazines do to you is they say, buy this and this and this to flatter yourself. But if you...
Well, right, or if you want to accentuate or decentuate.
Yes,
know.
But what you can do if you do have an idea of your body's proportion, whether or not you want to put some kind of fruit name on there or not, if you find that comforting or if you find that demeaning, either way. But when you know your proportions, well, you can just make stuff to fit you. You know, you don't have to go try
You don't have to be a potato.
No, you can just, like... make clothing that has the right amount of fabric in the right places.
Right.
And then you can have a t-shirt. You don't have to buy, you know, you don't have to have some kind of limitation put on you like, hey, you can never buy a t-shirt because you're pear-shaped.
Because it's never going to fit you.
Yes. You don't have to have that kind of limitation on yourself. So if you're drafting for yourself, you, like you said, you need to be honest about your measurements. And a lot of the time... you need to find that biggest part.
Like the biggest part of your thigh.
Yes.
You know, the biggest part of your hip.
The biggest part of your bust.
The biggest part of your shoulders or your back. Sometimes your back is big.
You want to find.
You got to also admit you got that hump in your back.
Yeah, you
got
to know. I have a curvature in my spine or something like
that.
You have to realize this about yourself, and then that will help you. But I had a few people from the EZT class would make the easy tee, and they would have a lot of fabric, like, bunching up in the back. And instead of telling them to, like, take that in at the waist or something, I'm saying you didn't give yourself credit for your widest measurement at
it's
your hips.
It's not flowing down over the hip.
It needs to flow. Yeah, it needs to flow down over that. And then same with, you know, leggings. If you don't give yourself enough credit for that biggest part of your thigh,
right,
wherever it is on you, and it's funny because people were like, "Mine's down here, mine's up here,
It's a different place."
You know, it's in a different place because people, you know, obviously.
Well, it shifts with muscle mass. It shifts with weight. You know, there's all kinds of age pulls everything down, guys.
Everyone has different distribution of fat and muscle. You know, so if you don't give yourself credit for that, you're going to wind up with something that doesn't fit you.
Right.
You know, so that's really important. And then I've also seen just when people are making something out of a muslin or something like that, and it doesn't look as pretty, as your ready to wear that comes off the rack that's finished, you know, that they're like, oh, this doesn't look good.
Right.
You know, and so having that ability to sort of look into the future.
Yeah, you're trying to fit yourself.
You're
trying to develop the shape of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's a new thing to a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, speaking of the bump on your back or, you know, whatever, I had a woman who I taught a drafting class to. We were drafting sheath dresses. This was one of the basic things we used to do. And she had a little hump on her back, on, you know, right at the base of her neck almost, kind of up on her back, high on her back. And the muslin fit great. And she comes in and she's made her dress and she says, look at this gap in the back. And I said, well, you don't have a center back seam. What happened to your center back seam? And she goes, well, I don't want a center back seam.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you're going to have a center back seam or we have to put darts in your neckline if you don't want that gap. I said, you have a bump here, you know, and she goes, but I want it to be straight. And I go, well, you know, if the dress is straight and you have a bump, it's not going to fit.
Right.
And I mean, she was mad, you know, and I thought, this is reality. You know, she's asking what she's asking for. I can give her, but there might have to be a seam or a dart.
Yeah, that's really hard. And we had another episode where I said something about working with a customer, and we said that we were working in, on altering some pants.
Right.
And I said she had a big bum. And someone emailed and was like, oh, that's, you know,
that's what she called
fat shaming or something, you know. So I discussed it. I was like, this is how we talked about her body, you know. And people do talk about their bodies. They say, I have a big bum or I have a small this or a big that or whatever. And it's really hard to give fitting advice sometimes because we attach such emotions to, like, certain words.
And I showed her her muslin,
yeah,
you know, that we drafted, her sloper versus the dress that she decided to make, just fold, you know, putting on the fold or whatever she did, not making the seam down the back. And I'm showing her in the mirror her shape, and she still didn't want to accept it. And I mean,
what you gonna do?
She was just so mad that she took the 6 weeks course and she couldn't have a dress without a seam down the back that didn't gap.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know what, I'm telling you how to take care of it. You have to have a seam. You have to have a dart. And she didn't want a dart and she didn't want a bump. But, you know, she was going to have, I mean, that's reality.
Well, and I've seen people make the easy tee and be really happy with it, of course. And the easy tee is a dolman. There's no set in sleeve, you know.
Right.
And so what that can do is it can, there's less opportunity to fit. In the easy tee class, it will not be as closely fitted as sleeve.
It's not a close fitted garment.
Yeah, and it's not it's part of what the easy is about. But people say, oh, I've got these wrinkles under here. I've got da 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 da. There are certain characteristics of certain style garments that are going to be there. Like if you have a kimono or a dolman sleeve, and it lays flat. The pattern piece, you know, just lays flat, and then you put your arm down.
Well,
there's
going to
be a wrinkle.
You walk around like a T.
Yes, or like Aisling, if you walk around like you're a T, you can keep it flat. That's just going to happen. And I've seen a couple of other patterns out there that are, they're indie patterns, or maybe they are the big four, whatever. But they're a dolman sleeve, and people are much more accepting of, like, that
wrinkle.
When they
don't draft it?
Yeah, when they don't draft it.
Yeah, yeah.
People are much more accepting of that shape when they didn't draft it, or they're like, oh, this should fit perfectly like this.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know.
The reality is there has to be some area for movement.
And that's where.
And there has to be area for lumps and bumps.
I mean, this kind of does come down to ease a lot of the time.
A lot of it
when
is
we
ease.
Talk about the snappy tight dresses that maybe someone styles on that morning show host because she's sitting behind a desk.
Well, you know what I think?
You know?
I think she needs a better stylist.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I really do.
So the stylists for those people.
Right.
They're also styling those people to sit behind.
Well, this one stands up a lot.
Or yeah, whatever. Present the news.
Right.
Okay, they're not styling them for, like, this is probably not what this person wears to run around.
She's not doing some active thing.
Yes. Right. But they, you know, they can all serve different purposes. These pieces of clothing can.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and we're going to get a whole bunch of, like, you know, bad reviews about it, right? I don't know what word to use. Like, pudgy, what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. If you have on a garment and you have a lump or a bump or it's pudgy, you think you're pudgy, or I'm trying to think words people use, or something, you need a bigger size. You need more ease.
More ease, okay? Bigger size.
It's not supposed to be a sausage casing. Even, you know, I have some dresses that fit me very straight, very snug. It's still not a sausage casing. You cannot see every line in my body. You can't, you know, there's still places that are being smoothed over.
Right. Skimming.
Right.
I like the word skimming.
Skim is good. And like I said, I mean, now some people may like that look. Then go with it.
Right.
Okay, but I see people look in the mirror and go, ooh, this is here and this is there. And I'm thinking, I've always worn a size 6. You know, you might wear an 8 in this manufacturer. You might wear an 8 in this pattern. I don't know.
Right.
But there's not enough fabric in that garment for how that person wants to look.
And also,
was I politically correct enough there? I'm not body shaming anybody. I'm saying what you want, the way you want to look, okay, may not go along with how you want to pull that garment to your body.
I know. I wonder if some people feel like more secure, or I feel like I grew up in the 90s, and things were really tight. It was these, like, tight spaghetti strap shirts, and over the, like, the tight jeans.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, nowadays, things, like, people are embracing, like, the flowier tops, you know, and the flowier stuff.
Maybe so.
You know, I always think of Emma Watson in Harry Potter, and she is a very thin person. She is very, very slender. And her clothing, though, in the final movies, they're running around, they're running away from Voldemort. And I almost feel like her clothes are gonna
pop off of her.
Well, they don't look wrinkly. They don't look, like, too tight. But, like, I remember running around in clothes like that when I was, like, a teenager and being like, oh, is my belly gonna show when I lift my arms or something?
Are your pants gonna ride down and not come up?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it almost looks like her clothes. Now, like I said, She's a pretty slender person. You know, they can put her, but her clothes almost look like they're trying too hard to make them look, like, really smooth on her. Uh-huh. And, you know, they probably don't worry about that on the male actors. You know, they probably made sure to make her look, you know, like this super slim, slender thing, you know, where they were like, oh, Harry and Ron can have these frumpy clothes.
But, I mean, we have seen, you know, we were talking about big people the other day. Sam, what was that about? I can't remember. But, like, somebody was trying to dress a larger size person, right?
Oh, this was in the group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And my example was, take a look at Queen Latifah. She does have a very nicely proportioned body, it looks like to me. Do you know what I mean? And she stands up tall and straight, and she is tall. You know what I mean? And she holds herself well. But she has had some really dynamite clothes.
Well, and what's so...
And nobody's going to call her petite or slim.
The threat... Well, and that's the bias that we have.
Right.
That, like, the goal is to look petite and slim.
Yeah, and that is not it. It's to look... What? Comfortable and well-fitted?
Yeah, I mean, I got, you know, I don't know what the word is.
My God, I can't say flattering.
Well, right, you know? And because I think sometimes in that case, and, well, okay, so the reason this came up is in the group, someone said they were sewing something for a, quote, larger woman.
Oh, that's right.
They said that she is a U.S. size 26. They said... And they did use the word. They said she's looking really big or something, or tent-like in these dresses that we're trying or whatever. Uh-huh. And so it's like, okay, so this client is disappointed in how she looks, or what's going on here? And well, actually,
she's not somehow meeting the concept of what she wants to look like.
Yeah, something was not, right. This person was not happy with the dresses that they were, you know, trying on or whatever. So a few group members, someone said, I am a woman who, I think she said she used to be like a 427-pound woman who did pageants. And she shared photos of Queen Latifah. Right. She shared photos of other women, you know, with a larger body size and talked about how embellishments can maybe make this person look.
Well, and what I see with Queen Latifah is she's always very well fitted around the shoulders and the bust. Okay. And then a lot of her clothes flow. That's what works. That's what she looks good in. That's what she looks good in.
And that's
in.
Another.
What she seems to be confident in the way she holds herself.
That's what this person also said. I think her name's Andy. Andy's a newer group member. She was like, I like to, you know, fit around the bust and flow out, da 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 da. And so it's sort of like.
That's also very comfortable.
Yeah.
Way I mean, to wear clothes.
Yes. Right. So we meet this intersection of. What we think we're supposed to look like, what we like.
Right.
And then when we ask for feedback, what are we looking for? You know, when we ask for this fitting feedback, when we draft for ourselves or when we, you know, make clothing for ourselves, are you supposed to automatically assume this person wants to look a certain way? Or, you know, that they're looking for something slimming? Because a few people said, oh, we'll do this. It'll make her look slimmer. Well, maybe this person is like, nothing, I don't want to look slimmer.
Well, now that you
I just want to
yeah.
look good. You know,
I don't
know.
People wanna look, I think people want to look put together. You know, I think people want to look maybe like they thought about what they were wearing.
Sure. And I don't know. Maybe this person did want to look slimmer. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Well,
you know?
I think one of her complaints was she felt everything felt like a tent or something.
Well, part of the requirement for the dress was she had to climb into a carriage.
Right.
And there's stools and there's people and stuff, but like it wasn't she couldn't wear like a wiggle skirt, you know, because she needed to be able to step upstairs, you know. So of course, and she couldn't wear pants.
Right.
Not allowed to wear pants, you know, so she had to wear a skirt, blah, blah, blah.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
The women can't wear pants, but they got to climb a freaking ladder.
Right.
Yeah. How do you like that one?
No, there are other issues, right? So when people respond, you know, to stuff like that, I think it's kind of hard to navigate because you can come off as being like demeaning when maybe you're trying to be helpful. About fitting issues. So if you are asking for feedback, but I think we've gotten a little off topic here.
I think so, too. But what I guess what we're talking about with self-drafting, you have to – it just keeps coming up in my head. Realistic. You have to be realistic about the shape of the garment. And, you know, when I taught self-drafting, anytime I've taught we start with a sheath dress, right? That's your basic pattern, and you can almost make anything from that.
Right, you can go from there.
Right, so you're not worried about how deep the V is plunging or how long the sleeve is or how big the sleeve is or what's something else that people, I don't know. But, you know, and the thing about self-drafting is I can make that V stop wherever I want in the neckline. That's what self-drafting is about. I have this basic shape that fits my shape, and I've decided to make it flowy under my bust, and I'm going to have a V-neck, and I'm going to have it right here where I don't show any cleavage, you know? And, I mean, so I get to decide all those things.
That's a really good point. So I've had a few people say things like, oh, these made-to-measure leggings, they don't go all the way up to where I want the waist to be. And it's like, well...
Well, you should have
that's
made
up
them
to
go
you.
There.
Yeah. Or these... The easy T neckline is too low for me, and it's like, okay, well, you got to choose. Like, you have more personal responsibility.
Right, or it's too short.
Yeah.
You know, it's not long enough for me. Well, you know.
Make it longer.
It's a decision.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Right. And making those decisions about your body, maybe that's part of the acquired skill, too, not just the drafting.
Well, I think.
Not just the drafting, like drawing on the paper, but making decisions about your.
I don't know how fit. I feel like with ready-to-wear, I don't always have as much trouble with sizing as style.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm like, I may try some, and I look at it and I go, you know, I will never be able to wear this style.
Right.
I do not like the way it looks on me. I love it on that person. I want to love it on me, but I don't.
Well, and this is where I think when you say I can never wear that style,
right,
the only person who gets to decide that is
you.
You.
Exactly. Exactly. Because like I said, I'm liking it on someone else and I don't like it on me. Maybe I'm just not going to like it on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe I can alter it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can change it. And like, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. But since I can sew for myself, I can make it look this way.
Well, and I've heard people say, like, I can never wear this. And then someone will kind of like argue with them. And they'll be like, well, if you can, if you want to. And it's like, well, I don't know. Maybe
so she doesn't want to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think the whole. So it, you know, it should fit so you can move.
Right.
And it should fit and be comfortable. And it should be pleasing to you.
Should delight you.
You should feel comfortable with it physically and mentally. That's the right fit.
Right. That's very true.
I mean, I see a lot of people on TV that they are, as far as I'm concerned, busting out of their clothes. And I think, would they wear this someplace else? Would they wear this in their real life? Maybe not. Maybe that's what their character's supposed to look like.
Sure, sure.
You know, I wouldn't. Why would they wear that? They can't. Obviously, they're not going to be able to breathe or eat lunch.
TV is kind of a weird place to watch for clothing anyway.
Right.
You know, when you
when you think about.
But we do.
You know, you got to think about the lunch baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you make your clothes fit perfectly, you know, I love what I weigh in the morning. When I wake up, I'm dehydrated and I don't have any clothes on. Right?
Yeah.
I want to say that's my weight on my driver's license,
yeah.
Right? Because about an hour later, I weigh 3 more pounds. You know, I mean, I puff up because I'm not dehydrated.
These are
anymore.
ZD's body issues. She doesn't, so ZD doesn't love herself hydrated. There
but
you go.
I'm just saying that this is reality. Right?
And obviously, your goal is to look petite.
Slim. My goal is not to look dehydrated. I'm just saying that that's the weight I want to put on my driver's license.
You can lie, they don't weigh you. Do they?
I don't think so.
I should
look and see what my driver's license says.
Well, I think this is all like really rocky territory, but I think most importantly, don't be hypercritical of the stuff you make yourself and draft for yourself.
I just think people that are initially starting to sew, are beginners, are initially starting to draft over alter.
A lot of
they go, there's this little curve at my waist, and they take this chunk out of the fabric when maybe it should be skimming, like you say.
Or bigger someplace else.
Right. I just think people get into just altering and altering and altering till they don't have that garment at all anymore. You know, I just feel like clothes should skim over your body.
So
you can move.
Yeah. All right. Well, share your thoughts with us.
Oh, boy. This is going to be great. Everybody's going to tell us how horrible we are.
We've had quite a spate of episodes here.
Well, but people are asking us these questions.
No, they are. This is the conversation that's
coming
up.
This is the conversation. Why does this look like this on me? And what, you know, and if they want to hear the real answer, that's what it is.
And these, you know, they're our opinions. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Well, you all can get a hold of us on Instagram, ZD Sewing Studio. You can follow Mom's personal Instagram. She's ZD Donahue, and she's doing aerial yoga.
Now, do I have to like respond on Instagram if people follow me?
If they comment, you should respond.
I should. Wonder if I know how to do that.
What if no one comments on your stuff?
Then I'm lucky.
Mom only takes pictures of herself on Instagram when she's dehydrated and slim.
Before I've drank anything or ate anything
right.
in the morning and wet.
You know.
I get up, I pee, and then I weigh myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Just so you know. So if you're just feeling shamed by her perfect Instagram photos.
Yeah, that would be happening.
You can follow her and you can join the Self-Sewn Wardrobe group on Facebook too. That's where we getting all these controversial ideas from. You can go to facebook.com/groups/selfsewnwardrobe and have a fabulous time with all 7,000 of us.
Almost, you know, eight.
Almost
pushing eight.
Yeah. So let us know what you think about fitting and drafting and whatnot, and whether or not you like to look your best when you're dehydrated or when you're hydrated or whatever. And yeah, thanks for listening.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.